It's Brian and Trisha, and welcome to the studio, Lindsay Alikna. It's time to talk about our adventures with Brian and Trisha and Lindsay.
Hey, good morning.
Good
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for having me. That was a fun day yesterday.
Yes, we did so much yesterday. We went to the Hardin County Fairgrounds, but you, in true fashion to how you like to do this, you were blindfolded in the backseat of the Quixie
and
Cruiser.
And I don't cheat. And if you ask my family, I do like to cheat in mini golf, putt-putt, and Christmas presents. I like to try to find out what I'm getting. But I don't cheat on this. I promise. I have no idea where we're going.
Well, and Brian does a good job of like driving completely out of the way to throw you off because you're trying to guess along the way.
Point of correction here. You say I do a good job at it.
Both of you
were questioning my driving yesterday. Lindsay from the back seat.
Blindfolded.
You can't tell how fast I'm going to go. Are you going the speed limit? It feels like you might be speeding. You don't even know what road I was on.
I questioned it in the parking lot.
You thought I was going to run over somebody's pickup in the parking lot of the Hardin County Detention Center because I made a giant U-turn. Now, first of all, the Quixie Cruiser is a very small car.
Yes, it is.
Number two, I could see how close I was to that guy's truck.
I know.
I was a foot away from
it. But my perspective, it looked like we were going to smash right into it.
You literally like grabbed the armrest and went, ooh!
It's an adventure to the adventure.
Every
time, I promise.
Well, it was such a straight, long shot down Dixie, and I didn't want to take the interstate to Glendale because I was like, well, she'll know we're on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let's just go down Dixie, but we got to make sure she doesn't think we're on Dixie. So
I knew we were on a straight shot. A couple times I kind of thought, mate, but I had no idea.
And your number one guess was, are we on the Lincoln Parkway? No.
Nope,
no, we are not.
So we make it to the fairgrounds, and we got to meet with Patsy Miller from Miller Spectacular Shows, and they are the people who set up the Midway at the fair.
And there was such a family experience going on there. I was, you know, you show up and you think of the stereotypical carnival type of people. It is nothing. These are professionals. They're very educated. I was blown away with all that goes into setting that up and the pre-planning and, you know, the safety aspect of it, which I think is really, really important for everybody to know. It's a lot of hard work.
Lots of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And the current younger people that are actually operating and involved in the day-to-day, they're the fifth generation. But their children, they're very young children, the sixth generation is there.
Yes. So it is a family operation.
Yeah.
They have on site, outside of the family, they have 42 employees that they pay. And then they are running the rides. And there's so much that goes into setting it up. So a lot of the rides were already set up before we got there. But we got to actually see a couple of them being inspected. And I was surprised that who was inspecting it?
Yeah.
The Department of Agriculture.
And there was four of them on each ride, from what I saw, the couple of groups that I saw that were riding around, they take it very seriously.
They
were inspecting everything. So the first time that ride is set up in the state, they have to inspect it, which is good information, I think, for everybody to know.
And the actual company, the Millers, they actually go and inspect them every day and make sure. And they know they've been doing this a while. So they have their protocols that they have to abide by. And
they're
serious. Have high standards for themselves.
And if you're not tall enough, don't try to get on the ride.
Right.
We learned that.
Well, and there's an explanation for that. There's a reason for that. It is a true safety thing.
It is.
If the safety apparatuses and the retention bars that hold you in place on a ride do not fit you properly, you could come out of the ride.
Yes.
And so they take it extremely seriously. And they did explain that because, you know, rides are built kind of for what you would call the average size person.
Yes.
Well, someone could be just too tall. They literally might not be able to fit in a seat.
Right.
And it's nothing personal. It's not a shaming thing.
No.
But it ultimately, it's about safety.
It is.
And about having fun, too. So
Yeah.
We got to go inside of the food trucks. They have several food trucks, and they're all named after a family member, and their families are the ones running it.
With custom artwork.
Yes, which was really cool.
Yeah, it was neat.
So as you're looking at the designs on the outside of the food trucks, and so we go in, and I was pleasantly surprised because I didn't know what to expect going into it. It was immaculate.
Clean.
Very clean.
I'll be honest. Those food trucks are cleaner than any room in my home.
I mean, it was.
And I mean that sincerely.
And they take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of shocked also to find out about Holly's Pizza. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. is one of the daughter-in-laws. Correct. And her and her husband, so the son, they run it. And she makes the pizza dough by hand. Like, she does that. That's one of her specialties.
I've had that pizza. It's good, but I always assumed it was like they bought like
pre-made
bricks of
frozen. Yeah.
I really did, because it's, you know, it's just food out of a truck at a fair. You don't
right.
expect that you're getting homemade style. No, you are.
You yeah. are. Potatoes makes, were stacked up in
right?
the one.
Yeah, the potatoes truck, that yeah. are always in that window. I just thought that was like, hey, look,
for
we
show.
Have potatoes. No, no, they make fries
yeah.
out of real potatoes.
They are in season March to November. Mm-hmm. I think, is that right?
Yeah.
Almost
okay.
8 full months.
Yeah.
It's a long time on the road.
Yeah, it is a long time on the road. And it's not for everybody.
No.
So they, then when they're in the off season, they work on the rides and they get them, you know, if they want to paint them or if they
thought it was
you know.
Cool, the merry-go-round, the horses, if you pay attention to the horses, they all mean something to them, all the colors. So they recently got repainted this off season and the son was telling us about they all mean something. So they're from Arkansas originally. And so one of them is the Arkansas set. And then if you go through, but it's just neat to see all the background, like the custom art on the food trucks.
Yeah.
There's just a lot that goes into it.
And it's a little something for them. You
it
know,
is.
A little custom thing, a little personal thing
yeah.
you know, that you as a patron may not pick up on, but it's very meaningful to them.
And they were telling us how much some of these rides cost.
Yes.
You'd be blown away. And we won't mention the numbers, but they're very expensive.
Staggering.
They're staggering. And so to get in that fair for $12, and that's it. Enjoy it. Don't complain. Have
right.
fun with your family, because that's a great deal for all the money that they've put into this business.
Something else to consider is the generators that
yeah.
they use to operate those rides. They're diesel generators.
Yeah,
so
they're not
as you
plugged
are going
into
the
fair board's electric box.
Right.
Correct.
As you are
yeah.
going to the gas pumps and you're noticing gas prices, pay attention to that for the diesel generators that they're using. They've got two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it is costing a huge amount of money.
Thousands
more,
a week.
Double,
yeah,
she
more
said,
than,
compared.
Yeah, it's double yeah. what they were paying last year. And so they didn't up the price.
Mm-mm.
So think about that as, you know, if you're questioning, oh, $12, they haven't raised the price of the fair in 3 years.
And that
years.
Was their decision and the fair board's.
Yeah, they collaborated on that.
So
yeah.
it was neat to know that. And they really care about our county and the experience that you have out there. And they want it to be accessible to everybody. So
and then on top of that, all this stuff has to get hauled from one place to another. They are their own trucking company.
Yes.
So their expenses of just moving the stuff have more than doubled in the last couple of years.
I was yeah. trying to get licensed to sell insurance in the state of Arkansas after I heard how much they pay for insurance.
I know.
I was like, I might just pack up and go move down there.
You couldn't do that.
Make my annual commission in one,
yeah.
Yeah.
one lick.
Just,
we're not going to let you leave.
No, I'm not leaving. Don't worry. That's false
news. You could get one of their little trailers to stay in when
See?
You go down there to work on their ride.
My family would love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. So, was, I mean, they awesome. Are they are understaffed. So
yes.
if you know anybody that's looking for a job yeah. to work in a situation like
no,
this.
For real. Like,
yeah.
they honestly do need help.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny. She said that used to be years ago. People were lined up locally to ready to work, whether it was taking tickets, helping them with the food. Now nobody. So they are struggling. Be patient when you're there.
Yes, true. And also know that the people that are operating the rides, they are certified to operate those rides.
Uh-huh.
They're not just taking somebody off the street. Those people have to
believe
be...
me, I volunteered and was quickly told no.
Yeah.
My husband just texts, I am not moving to Arkansas.
It's safe.
Nobody
Brian.
Invited
okay.
him.
Yeah. I mean,
oh!
maybe we'll just, he can stay here. Take care of the kids. I'll just go down there one weekend a month, like the National Guard or something.
Yes. One
no,
weekend a month
kidding.
And 2 weeks
I'm
in
kidding.
The summer. You
kidding.
And me and Tricia could go down there.
I got to keep him. He cooks. He cleans. He does the laundry. He's the best. So
we could just
got to keep him.
We could just call it like a little camping trip. See?
Yeah. A yeah. camping trip. All right. So go out to the Hardin County Fair.
Please.
And just... I mean, I'm so appreciative of not only Miller's, but of our Hardin County Fair Board, because what they do together, they really put on a great
event.
And that
fair board,
day
the people
day.
On that board were out there working their tails off yesterday.
Yes.
I can promise you, they're not just sitting making decisions. They are boots on the ground working for you guys. So appreciate that.
Oh, and last but not least,
oh,
we got to make lemonade
I was
going to
say, yes.
So
how
at K&L Popcorn, hand-popped kettle corn and lemonade. It's a husband and wife team. He's the K, she's the L. We made our own lemonade yesterday in these quart-sized containers. It's all fresh ingredients, super, super high-tech, very sanitary.
It was. We made
it
on the...
It's a pneumatic system.
And mm-hmm. it's called the limousine.
It's the limousine is the name of the machine. So please head out to the Hardin County Fair. We had a blast yesterday.
We did. Yeah,
and
thank you.
It wasn't even open yet, so.
No. Think how much fun you'll have when it's open.
No kidding. Your shoes on. We are Quixie 98.3.